which is Matthew 6, 25, verse 31. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But first, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That's something to think about, isn't it? So I'm going to read from Exodus 23, verses 10 to 13, which follows on from the reading from Matthew. For 6 years you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops, but during the seventh year let the land lie unploughed and unused. Then the poor among your people may get food from it, and the wild animals may eat what is left. Do the same with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, so that your slave born in your household and the foreigner living among you may be refreshed. Be careful to do everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods, and do not let them be heard on your lips. So this morning when Philip phoned me I had a phone call saying that Philip wasn't going to be here, obviously the first thing I did was completely worry, because that is the worst possible scenario for me, and I often worry about that. So there you find yourself this morning, properly in that moment of being completely worried. And then I look at the passages, and the passages for today are do not worry. Don't worry about the talk. Don't worry about the service. Don't worry about what people will think of you. Don't worry you haven't got a pocket for your microphone. Don't worry about looking silly. So I wonder, this morning, I've been thrown into this. I wonder what it is that you have brought with you that you are worried about. What is it that fear that you have within you that you are worried about? Because this morning, as I reflected upon it, what was I worried about? And as I come now and I talk to you and I see and I look out, and we're a family gathered here together, and we are sharing the word of God together as a family, and we are praising the one who created all of these things. So what is there to worry about? In the passages, we are pointed to the birds of the air that fly and are free, and they don't concern themselves with where their food will come from. They don't worry about what they will eat because they are provided for by the Father. Just like a few weeks ago we talked about the bread that was provided for God's people in the desert, and God provides for us the manna, but it's our daily bread, that we aren't to worry, that we must trust in God's provision for us, living freely in the moment, and then God will bring the blessings upon us all. I went and got out from the cupboard downstairs a ball of wool, because I thought, for me, this is what I think worry is. It's being tangled up, and it's holding all of that deep inside of you and not really being able to find the edge. And I just wonder, perhaps this morning, when we're trying not to worry and we're bringing this all before God, that we can trust in God who can unravel all of this. And that moment where you just know everything is okay, and you just, you know, your tummy's all tight, and you just, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that I can trust you with all these things. Like a child, before we became burdened, before we burdened ourselves, that feeling where you can run freely. God doesn't want us to worry. It becomes a barrier. I think it's like worry is like a sin or a barrier that keeps us away from God. And God is saying, be like the birds of the air. Be free and trust in me, in my Father. I can't remember what I've written next. So the Sabbath, and that's where this was going, and that's where Philip was going to be talking about. And the passages that I read about leaving your land fallow, they're particularly important to me, because when we first moved back to here, I was given some passages from Leviticus, which is about leaving your land fallow. And at that time, it was for me to wait, because I felt called to ministry, but I was to wait. And I think perhaps for us, we need to hear these passages as us trusting and waiting for God to guide us and to rest in his trust and rest in that love that he will show us and that he will guide us. And those passages talking about, they talk about justice. They talk about feeding of the poor on those margins, of leaving that land and the animals to be able to feed. And that's God's justice. That's God's economy. So for us, we can hear this message that we are to not worry and that we are to rest. But in there too is God's message of justice and love for his people. That he wants to bless you and bless his people. So I ask you, what did you bring this morning that you are worried about, that you are bringing and you are keeping yourself away from God? Because I urge you and I ask you to pray and give that to God. Because he is saying, do not worry. I think we'll just hold a minute's silence while we bring our thoughts before God. I'd like to share a poem with you. When you are the neediest, he is the most sufficient. When you are completely helpless, he is most able. When you feel totally dependent, he is absolutely dependable. When you are at your weakest, he is at his most able. When you are most alone, he is intimately present. When you feel you are at your least, he is the greatest. When you feel the most useless, he is preparing you. When it is darkest, he is the only light that you need. When you feel the least secure, he is your rock and fortress. When you are the most humble, he is the most gracious. When you say that you cannot, remember that he can. let's pray together. Praise be to the Lord our God, because you came to your people and redeemed us. We remember all those who have woken fearful this morning. We remember all those who are fearful of others today. We remember all those who are fearful of themselves. We remember all those who are fearful of following you. We remember that we must not be afraid. For you are God, for you are holy and righteous, for in you we walk without fear. Lord, we praise you and thank you. Amen. So friends, as we come and gather around this table, I was thinking about that night when Jesus and his friends gathered around that table. These were very human people with very human hearts who were probably full of worry and concern that their friend had put themselves in this danger and what was going to happen to him and what was going to happen to them. And as they sat around the table looking for confirmation, looking for trust, looking for the answers, they see Jesus sat there, the same Jesus who said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Come and trust in the one who in him we can find rest." So as they sit and they look, and Jesus breaks bread with them, and their hearts are invested in his love, that they can find freedom in that gift that is given at that table.